So if I hook you up to an fMRI machine and challenge your most deeply held belief, your brain doesn't actually process it as a philosophical debate. It processes it as a literal physical threat.
Right, exactly. Which is wild. And today, we're going to teach you how to disarm that threat. Welcome to today's deep dive.
Yeah, welcome. I'm coming at this from my perspective, teaching PhD level psychology seminars, where, I see this constantly.
And as a neuroscientist, I look at the underlying biology of human cognition. So our mission today is getting you ready for your week 12, day 5 work.
Right. The guiding law this week is believe as you wish, but know why you believe what you believe, which sounds great, but is actually incredibly hard.
It is, because you literally have to fight your own biology to do it. So for day 5, you're applying the Karen OW method to a real belief, isolating your knowledge sources and observing those hidden biases.
Yeah, and it forces you to get uncomfortable.
Oh, completely. In fact, I'm putting you in the hot seat right now. Let's look at the first two day 5 questions.
Oh boy, okay.
What is your historical perspective on a stubbornly held belief, and what were your primary sources?
Yeah.
Walk us through a real example from your own life.
Okay, well, early in my teaching career, I fiercely defended this highly criticized behavioral theory to an incredibly brilliant PhD student.
Just dug your heels in.
Oh, yeah. My historical perspective was just totally enmeshed with my mentor who taught the theory to me. So letting it go felt like, I was betraying my own academic lineage.
Wow. And what were your sources when you actually looked at them?
It was a complete academic echo chamber. It was basically a small loop of like five researchers just citing each other over and over.
Right. So you were experiencing heuristic processing. Your brain substituted the really difficult, energy-intensive task of evaluating new evidence with a shortcut.
Yeah, the easy shortcut of trusting my familiar mentor, I fell right into the trap. But hey, it is your turn now.
Fair enough.
Give me a time. Your own heuristic processing completely blinded you to the data. I want to hear it.
Okay, well, a few years ago, I locked horns with a colleague over a specific model of brain plasticity.
Over plasticity, really?
Yeah. My sources were these outdated grad school models, and my colleague was sitting there holding brand new fMRI data. And I absolutely refused to budge.
Even with the new data right in front of you.
Yep. Because biologically speaking, the brain heavily penalizes the metabolic friction of processing contradictory evidence. It is so much cheaper energy-wise to just reject the data.
I just take the quick dopamine reward of asserting that you were right all along.
Exactly. Which brings us to the core day 5 journaling task. And honestly, this is the part that causes the most friction for people.
Right, the defense attorney exercise, where you literally have to act as a defense attorney for the opposing view.
You have to write 3 strong bulletproof points defending their side, and then 3 for your own.
I have to admit, asking someone to build a flawless case for a theory they know is wrong, it feels almost like forcing them to lie to themselves.
It feels incredibly uncomfortable. But that discomfort is literally the sensation of neuroplasticity at work.
That makes sense, because when you force genuine empathy for the opposing view's incentives, you're making your prefrontal cortex actively override the amygdala's threat response.
Right. You are denying yourself that cheap dopamine hit we talked about, and you are physically building new synaptic bridges to process the disagreement differently.
So we're basically tricking the brain out of its defensive crouch, which makes those final day 5 questions so much more effective.
Exactly. Once you've built those bridges, you have to identify one new understanding about the opposition's motives.
And then comes the hardest part. You have to admit one specific flaw or weak argument within your own position.
And by doing that, you basically dismantle the threat response permanently for that specific belief.
But rewiring those pathways requires repetition, right? You can't just override the amygdala once.
No, you really can't expect a permanent structural change from one go.
Which is exactly why you have to review your custom stack 3 times today. Your 3 code rewrites, 3 distill points, and 2 quotes.
Right. They aren't just busy work. They are the actual reps your brain needs to solidify these new neural pathways.
And keep that momentum going with tonight's bedtime question, too, because tomorrow is day 6.
Yes, the self-audit. We are almost at the end of the week, which makes it the optimal time to measure how much cognitive flexibility you've actually developed.
So as you tackle today's exercise, and as you interrogate the origins of your own mental frameworks, we want to leave you with this question.
If you cannot successfully argue the opposing side of an issue, do you actually hold a belief, or does that belief hold you?